Have you ever wondered how some people seem to rise above challenges with grace and humor? Today we're diving into the world of someone who embodies resilience, joy, and the power of embracing life's journey with an open heart. Welcome to Shine On Success Podcast, where we explore the stories of those who not only think and grow rich, but live it. Meet our guest, an author, speaker, Bell's palsy and self-care advocate, who's turned her trials into triumphs, Barbie Wharton. If you're ready to be inspired and laugh along the way, you're in the right place. Don't forget to connect with us on social media to continue the conversation. So welcome, Barbie. I'm so excited to have you. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for welcoming me onto your show. And congratulations on rolling and getting so many episodes getting going. It's always really inspiring to see new podcasters continue on. And you're doing great. 15 or 16 episodes. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's exciting. And I forgot to say my name, Dion Malish. I am the host. And you never know what I'm going to come up with. I wing it sometimes and it's fun. But I also really resonate with your story because before you tell me a little bit about yours, I have had Bell's palsy and three cranial and six cranial nerve palsy over the years. But he is actually doing very well. And so I want to hear about it. So tell me your story. Tell me about Barbie.
Isn't that a small world that your husband has experience with that as well? So you are familiar with it. A lot of people aren't. It is it is something that isn't necessarily uncommon, but it isn't as common as, you know, things like, you know, breast cancer and things like that. So there isn't a lot of money that goes into research in those areas and exposure. So I do like to talk a lot about it, you know, with my listeners and in my communities so that, you know, we are aware of these things so that if someone does come down with it, you are aware of what's going on with yourself. I got Bell's palsy in 2015. It was a September Monday morning. My boys were 9 and 7 at the time. And it was just one of those regular mornings where you're just looking for socks and packing lunches and doing all the things. And, you know, at the time I was married and we had the house in the suburbs and had the friends and the parties. And I was trying to be the perfect partner and the perfect mom and the perfect everything, right? Perfect, 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 doing everything for everyone else. And so that does resonate a lot. And woke up and, you know, Bell's palsy is sudden onset. So within the first 48 hours is when you'll have that paralysis on your left side. Now, a lot of people do think it's a stroke. But if you have no effect in any other limbs or anything like that, then it is quite possible or quite probable that you have Bell's palsy. It is very important that you do get to the hospital right away to get those prescription medications. It isn't something that you can just say, oh, you know, I'll get around to it.
No.
The first 48 hours are imperative with that. So I do encourage people to make sure that if you have Bell's palsy, or a suspicion of Bell's palsy. See, that's another thing I think, you know, with us, especially particularly as women, where you're like, oh, it's fine. I don't want to bother anybody, you know, and it is, you know, and it is important to get your butt in there and get those medications and get it checked out. You know, that's what the health professionals are there for. They're there to help us and they want to. A few months ago, actually, I did have a scare. I thought I had it coming back. Yeah. And it ended up being a really mild case of shingles, actually.
Really?
My doctor figured. Yeah. But I had a lot of pain in my Bell's palsy side. Your Bell's palsy side is, you know, they call it your Achilles heel now. Like I will feel, you know, like farmers say, oh, I got a pain in my shoulder or whatever. Yeah. I will feel that stress or muscle strain in that side of my face first. And, you know, my husband, I said, oh, you know, it'll be fine. You know, I'm in Canada. So sometimes we have, you know, issues with our healthcare, et cetera. And, you know, my husband, you know, well, what would you tell someone if it was one of your listeners? And of course I was like, yeah, you're about to thought, okay, good point. So off I went. And, it ended up being, like I said, a mild case of shingles, but, I can't remember my point. I got a little bit off track there, but it is important that if you do feel that you reach out and get the medications right away. So
tell me at the beginning, when it first happened, like, how did you feel? Like what as a woman, what did you feel?
Well, like I said, you know, it was kind of one of those Monday mornings, and
did you have pain?
No. So Bell's palsy doesn't really have pain. It is kind of, I would say I felt like I was coming down with a cold. See, now looking back, right? Now looking back, it's not like there was anything where I could say, you know, if you have this, make sure this happens 3 days later. I felt like I was coming down with a cold. It's a virus. You know, you just need to, I don't know. I took some vitamin C and took some green juice and thought that was okay. So it's similar. Like, you know, if you feel like you're getting a cold sore coming on, you know, you're run down. So the virus is similar to the cold sore virus, chicken pox, herpes, those things. And so when you're looking back, you can kind of see that that it was coming, but it isn't anything unique to other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. So you're so busy. You have so many things going on. So how many kids do you have?
I have two boys. They're 18 and 16 now, and they're high level lacrosse players. Yeah. So that does keeps me busy. Yeah. And I also have started a new podcast. It's called Real Talk with Barbie. And I'm very excited about that. Now, I had taken the Bell's Palsy Talk community. I started it during the pandemic in 2020. And I really missed, I used to run dance competitions and we had to close that during COVID. So I really missed that, being on stage and talking with people. And that's when I started the Bell's Palsy Talk platform. And I really enjoy speaking with survivors of Bell's Palsy, having them on. They tell their story. It's really a passion project of mine. And I thought, hey, let's take it to the next level and start a podcast. So the topics that I talk to my community and my listeners about, things like self-care, I don't know, all the things, you know, that is applicable to so many people in my life. So I've started that podcast. I'm really excited about it. Enjoy having that.
So tell us what else you do. What else does a day in Barbie's life look like?
So I'm also a real estate assistant. I work as a real estate assistant and a consultant on the side, doing social media and marketing. And I really enjoy doing that. I love being out, you know, as you know, the real estate industry is very busy. Yeah. Keeps you on your toes.
Definitely. You never does. Know. I love that you do that. A lot of social media too. That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So I really enjoy doing that as well. And just really encouraging people to use their voice to heal. So after going through anything, whether, you know, it's divorce, whether it's, you know, the pandemic, whether it's facial paralysis, there's so much that we have in common. But even if our situations aren't exactly the same, we can help each other out with healing, you know, trauma, healing your nervous system, you know, using your voice, speaking up, and really taking care of ourselves. And that's really important for everyone else in our lives, for our partners, for the people we work with, for our kids. If we take care of ourselves first, then we make room, you know, for them and to allow them to heal as well. And that's really what I've been passionate speaking about mostly lately.
So is speaking helping you to overcome the adversity? So is that what, when you talk about your voice, like, are you using speaking as the platform for overcoming it? Because I know, you know, you're right. We all have things that happen. All of us go through a lot. And I think that if we don't share it and we keep it bottled up inside, it hurts so much more. And, you know, I've been through a lot of things in my life too. And, you know, most recently my dad passed away, who was my person. And I struggled yesterday. I have the biggest tears come out of my eyes. Like, I don't know where they come from. They just keep, they're like so big and they just keep coming out. And so, you know, my husband, I said, you know, he's had some medical issues too. And it's a lot, but if I don't have anyone to talk to, it just keeps me like, I'm strangled with it. You know, I need to let it out.
So the emotions and the energy of grief or anything that we're processing lives in our body. And if it doesn't get released, like you're saying, through tears or words or some sort of somatic release in your nervous system, then it turns into disease or pain or things like Bell's palsy. And I will tell you that when I've spoken to every single person who's gotten Bell's palsy on my feet, they're going through an extremely stressful time where they're not speaking up for themselves, where they're in a situation or a relationship where they're feeling controlled or their anger is being held in. When I got Bell's palsy, the first thing I did was look up, you know, Louise Hay metaphysical reason for Bell's palsy. Cause I was like, there's a reason this is happening to me. This is not just, I am not a person that just thinks, oh, well, there's no reason for stuff. There's absolutely no reason that you sitting beside somebody else on the bus and you get Bell's palsy and they don't. There's no reason that a virus that can be, you know, dormant in a lot of us where it shows up in one person or not, other than a metaphysical reason, in my opinion. Like, that is nuts. So of course I look it up, and Louise Hay's reason for that is, you know, anger that you're holding in and you're not using your voice. So what happens, right? Your mouth is paralyzed. Fascinating. Mind blowing. Blows my mind. Wow. So if that I need to, so, you know, then I'm like, okay, I'm a solutions girl. And it's like, there is a lesson that I need to learn. And I'm continually learning that of using my voice, standing up for myself. And, you know, when I told my mom that, she's like, oh, you're always chatting, you know, but talking and using your voice are very different things. And I'm learning that. And I like to speak to my listeners about that. Using your voice is very different for different people. You know, it doesn't mean getting on a podcast or dancing with a mic in front of a bunch of people or doing all these reels. It means using your voice for what matters to you and how you need it, right? So that's where, you know, you need to figure out what that is first. And definitely standing up for ourselves, speaking up our opinions and our views is very, very healing. But the first step is to figure out what the heck that is. Because I think a lot of the times we spend so much time working and focusing on making everyone else happy that we don't even stop to think about what makes us happy or what we like doing. And so, of course, that's step one for anybody.
For everybody. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I'm excited for you in your podcast, Real Talk with Barbie. So I guess when you just said that, like, when you really talk, when you really say how you feel, you know, I guess that's kind of how you come up with the name. And you've seemed to face some serious adversity, and you're proof positive that you can get back up and keep moving on. And that's what this show is all about, is people that have been through adversity. And you tell me more about the future. So you have this new podcast. What else are you doing?
So I'm very excited about, like I said, my new podcast. And I'm also really excited about speaking more. And that's where, you know, you and I met on a group where people say, hey, you know what, I'm looking for guests on my new podcast. And my goal is to just say yes. Hey, you know what, I'm going to hop on and see where it goes. I love the fact that, you know, you and I and our podcast world here, anybody's able to do it, and anybody's able to, you know, use your voice and give it a shot, and why not try, you know? So I'm really excited about, you know, taking more opportunities to speak. I, you know, spoke at a summit yesterday. It was an online, so it's a divorce support group for women. It's on Facebook. Okay. And, you know, 27,000 members, and these women come together, and it's really, I have been divorced. I'm in my second marriage now. I hadn't been a part of this group. You know, I joined it after I was asked to speak at the summit. And it's just so cool to see, you know, these women post a question and everybody kind of hopping on, and this is what I've learned. And this is, and that's really nice to see those kinds of things. So I spoke at the summit about using your voice and using, big traumas and big things that happen in our life, like a parent dying. You know, my dad died about 10 years ago too. I totally know how that is. He was, you know, one of my very best friends and the first person I would call if I had good news. So I know what you're going through. So we take these traumas that happen in our life, this kind of event where you can put your finger on a certain day and you can feel how you're a different person on the other side of it. And that will, you know, evolve as it goes. But what I like to encourage is use that opportunity to say, hey, you know what? Now what? You know, you know, something like, you know, as an adult, when our parents pass away, it's part of life, whether they've, you know, had a, you know, my dad died at 66, that's too early, but it is what it is. That's life. So then now what's my next step? How do I make sure, you know, I hold him in my heart and I carry him along with me when I do take these new opportunities? So we take a trauma or something that's happened to us, and when we speak about it, help other people or allow other people's light to shine with us through it, then it makes it kind of matter more, in my opinion.
I have a friend here in Pittsburgh that is a divorce coach. That's what she is. And it's really interesting to watch her and her marketing and the things that she's doing. You know, I have fortunately only been married once, and I love him dearly. He's amazing. But we've been together 25 years, and we just got married. It's been 7 years now. And, you know, I hope that I don't have to, because I've seen a lot of divorce and I've seen how that affects people, everyone around you. But I do see a lot of women bouncing back, you know, in different ways, and because they're able to be their own person and, you know, affect people. And I think we do go through a lot of the stuff we go through to share these stories, right? That we can share with someone else to help them. And it's like we get these gifts, and it's sometimes at the moment, it seems very negative, but truly there's positivity in every negative. You just have to be strong enough to find it.
And now, what's your friend's name who's the divorce coach?
Her name is Melissa. Her last name, hold on, I'll get you her last name real quick.
Yeah, because I have seen quite a few come across my feed now that I've, you know, once you start certain groups and you'll see different things. And that's a perfect example. You know, I like to speak about that. You know, I took the Bell's palsy situation, and it was actually my friend Ashley that was like, hey, you know what, you should start talking about this. People don't talk about it. Taking an opportunity where something like divorce or Bell's palsy or anything like that, it's happened to you. You can't change that.
Right.
So how exactly. We respond to it really is our only choice. And so
her last name is, her name is Melissa Gellarducci. I think that's how you say it. Hancock. So I think the Hancock's the easy part. Her maiden name's a little, so she's a divorce coach Melissa. I should definitely see if I could get the two of you together. That would be
sure. Yeah, I'd love that, because I really am enjoying this summit and just being able to connect with other people who have gone through similar things. And just because our situations, you know, everybody's divorce or parent passing away or Bell's palsy or any of those things, obviously they're very unique and personal to each person, but there's so much at the essence of stuff that's the same that we can help each other through, right? Right. Like, of course, I've met you today for the first time. I don't know your dad. I don't know those things, but there's so many feelings that are similar. So I think that if we stick together and really work on raising each other up, then we can really help each other out more.
And you don't know unless you talk about it, right? You don't know what someone's pain is unless they share it and talk about it. And sometimes I feel like, for me, I fill myself up with the calendar so much to do that I don't have time to grieve. I don't give myself that time. So yesterday when I something just hit me, and I was driving and I was just crying so hard, and I couldn't stop it from happening. I could talk and they were still coming out. Like, they were just flowing out of my eyes. And I miss him terribly. And I never felt a pain like this before. It's the most unique. And I've had so many people pass away in my life, but this one was just so different. And, you know, and then when I started working on this podcast, I thought, you know, I'm doing it. I'm getting through adversity. One person said to me yesterday, I wasn't sure if you would be able to get through it. And it's amazing to watch you. And, you know, I feel like some of it, I'm putting on a happy face and I'm still sad inside, but I'm still putting it on and I'm still getting up and moving forward every single day.
And the thing is, that's really important, is to get up and move forward without negating those feelings. You're taking them with you. You're not pushing them down or ignoring, because I think that is something that you hit really well on the head, is that we tend to really try to busy ourselves. There's a difference between trying to busy yourself and keeping busy. So when you're going through a grief period, it is very important to keep busy, but not to busy yourself to avoid the feelings. You got to take the feelings with you. And that's where I think that there's that really fine line. Also, something that you're doing, which is great to your listeners, to something to take along to suggest, is when you're going through a very hard time, it is important to have something positive to focus your energy on. So for you, you know, using this podcast, for example, or, you know, sometimes people, it's their pets or their kids or their job. It is important to be able to sometimes, you know, when we're not shining in one arena, we can focus on another. And that doesn't mean that we're not, you know, you're taking the grief with you, right? You're not shoving it in the closet. You need to kind of hold its hand and, okay, you know, we're doing this today. You know, parent yourself a little bit to say, okay, yes, of course, you're moving a little bit slower when you're going through a grieving period, and try not to push yourself, but you do need to kind of like get up, because if you stay in bed, you know, for the next 6 months, that's not going to help you either.
Yeah, right? That's not going to help at all. It's definitely not going to.
But it is a really interesting, and isn't it? It's a very fine line between allowing.
I don't want to get up some days. I don't. Yeah. I feel like I really just could just stay in bed. And I know that if I did that, I would be disappointing him, because at the end of the day, I am part of him. And mm-hmm. he loved that about me. He loved how hard I worked and that I had so much passion for things. And he used to tell me, the last 10 years, he wasn't able to do a lot of the things and go on the vacations that he wanted to. And he said, I watch you and I live through you. And I love that. And he was just, you know, he always believed no matter what I did, it was always right. You know, he's that one person in the whole earth that no matter what I did, it didn't matter, because he loved me that much. And, you know, I have sisters too. And he loved my sisters so much. And he was a girl dad. And like, it's funny because I hear that people say that. And I didn't probably till about 6 months ago think, oh yeah, my dad's a girl dad too. It's kind of cool, you know, girl dad.
It is. And it sounds like we do have a lot in common. You know, I have a sister and, you know, my dad was super supportive. And I think that you just really hit it on the head there. He lived through you. So those are the things where you can kind of take that joy and excitement as opposed to sadness. You can miss him, but you can take that joy and excitement with you, that he's there with you, as opposed to us grieving and taking the negative, you know, the negative part. And that's what I always say, you know, you take the grief with you. Don't fight it, you know, because if you have a raccoon in your backyard, it's easier to get it out if you just kind of coach it along, as opposed to, you know, you put up a fight, it's going to be a lot harder for everyone. Right. So it's going to last a lot longer.
Yeah. So I think I'll use that. That's cute. I like that. So let's, One last piece of advice for our listeners today on something that you would tell them to help them get through an adversity in their business and their life. Give us one more thing.
I think we just need to, you know, give ourselves a break. I think that when we talk to somebody else, we're always like, oh, you know what, you're doing your best, all those kinds of things. And we need to do that for ourselves too. You cannot be all the things to all the people at all the time. You can have everything that you want. You might just not be able to have it all at once. So you need to kind of give yourself a break and give yourself some grace and kind of work one step at a time. Whereas for me, I'm always kind of down on myself, like, oh, I haven't done enough, or I haven't accomplished enough. And you got to give yourself a break.
That makes a lot of sense. So for anybody looking to connect with you, learn from you, or just share a story, where can they find you online?
The best place is Instagram. I'm always around on there. So my handles that I use actively on there are Real Talk Barbie and Barbie Wharton. And they can kind of connect there. And I also have my website, which is barbiewharton.com. And I can be reached there at any time. And I would love for all your listeners to listen to my new podcast called Real Talk with Barbie. And it's on Apple, Amazon, all the platforms that you can find there. And you can link from my website as well.
Sounds great. I appreciate you being on with me today. And everyone, you know how to find me. And I hope that you've gained some inspiration from Barbie's story. And we will see you on the next one.
Thank you so much.
Bye.